Darren is back with more sports news.
Yes, good morning to you, Claire. Manchester City's hopes of winning the Premier League suffered a major setback last night following a 2-2 draw at home to Sunderland. Now, City took an early lead through Fernandinho, but they found themselves chasing the game when Conor Wickham scored 2 goals in 10 minutes. Samer Nasri did equalise for the home team 2 minutes from time, so it ended 2-2. City now 6 points behind the leaders Liverpool. They're 4 behind second place Chelsea. They do have a game in hand over their title rivals, but the result is a blow. In a moment, we'll hear from the Sunderland manager, Gus Poyet. But first, here's the City boss, Manuel Pellegrini.
Yeah, at the end of the season, which team have more points? Maybe in this moment, Liverpool has the better chances than Chelsea, than our team, because we're in the third position. But we still continue fighting, as I said, till the last game.
I was in a taxi today, and they said, "Why your next two games? You know, the next two games, Man City and Chelsea away," and they were, "Oh, all the best." And now we've got a point.
Now, it's a point for struggling Sunderland, but I'm not sure that result is good for either team. It was also a bad night for Everton. Their hopes of securing a place in the Champions League were dealt a blow following a 3-2 defeat at home to Crystal Palace. That loss brought an end to their 7-game winning streak.
Crystal Palace have taken the spoils. It's Everton 2, Crystal Palace 3. Palace, of course, beneficiaries up to 40 points and safety. And Arsenal beneficiaries, because the battle for fourth place is now firmly in their hands. Everton with a crushing defeat here, only the third time.
It makes things very, very difficult if you can see 3 goals. I thought the reaction in the second half was ourselves. That's perfect. And I think we got rid of that fear and that frustration.
It's out of your hands now, and everyone had the expectation on Arsenal anyway. Is that still the same in your mind?
Well, from our point of view, it's trying to get as many points as we can. As you know, we got another 2 home games, and in those 2 games, we want to get as many points as we can. And in the same way, we'll travel to Southampton and Hull with the same mentality that we always showed throughout the season, so it doesn't change anything.
Well, it is a disappointment for Roberto Martinez and Everton. That result, Arsenal in fourth place and a point ahead of Everton with 4 games remaining. Gareth Bale scored the winning goal 5 minutes from time as Real Madrid beat Barcelona 2-1 in the Copa del Rey final in Spain. Now, he cost €100 million, but he scored 20 goals in 38 games for Real this season, and he's also had 14 assists. Real going really well. They've won that cup, but they're also in contention to win La Liga and the Champions League. In Gaelic games, Kerry will play Tipperary in the semi-finals of the Electric Ireland Munster Minor Football Championship. Jack O'Connor's side had a comfortable win over Clare. Tip beat Waterford by 4 points. Cork were too good for Limerick. Fergal O'Brien has crashed out of the World Snooker Qualifiers, Championship Qualifiers, following a 10-9 defeat to Robbie Williams. Now, this will be hard to take for the Dubliner. The final frame ended 58-58, and he lost on a re-spotted black. Peter Ebden will also miss out of the World Championships. He's the former champion, of course, and this could have been his 23rd year consecutive year to qualify for the event. He lost 10-8 to Robin Hull. Ken Doherty and Mark Allen are in the draw for the World Championships later this morning. Lee Westwood is the early leader at the Malaysian Open after an opening round of 65. He's 7 under par. Michael Hoey is in third place on 5 under after a 67. The highlight of his round, a 50-foot birdie putt uphill on a very difficult 13th hole.
A lot of putts went in. That's the highlight. 50-footer on the 13th up the hill, which is a tough hole anyway. So birdie there is like... it's like 2 shots to the field nearly. Yeah, just good chipping putting all the way. I was happy. Actually, my grips hadn't set. It's really weird. I didn't have a lot of confidence before I went out because the grips were moving slightly, so I had to go down the grip because the petrol hadn't set. So I'm going to change them now. So I didn't expect to do much today. It just shows you in golf, if you have low expectations, sometimes you play well. Yeah, I've never done well here, but I'm handling the heat better and the grain on the greens. I read it really well today. Greens are tough with the grain. I think they've relayed them, and the surface is good and they're firmer. It is a big advantage finishing before the storm. I think it's going to be a storm, and then you can rest. Whereas if you're afternoon and you're stop-start and you're in position at 7 tomorrow morning, it's more tiring. So hopefully that's a good break for us.
Now, Damian McGrain level par through 5 holes. Shane Lowry 2 over playing the 6th. Simon Thornton 2 over after 8. Finally, there's racing in Tipperary this afternoon, and the action gets underway at 4:35.